What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man, show close friend, brother of mine, my good friend at Queens, Grant Leonard, here on the Boss Man Show. We're with his rebounding coordinator, DB. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing great. Good, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Cold as hell, but making it. Yeah. Hey, it's good to see you all in Nashville, man. It's good to come up there and see y'all get a win against Lipscomb, man. And G, for you, man, hey, tough game. Guys down by left double digits. Fought back on the road at Lipscomb, one of the best teams in the A-Sun. How proud of your guys for persevering through that and getting that win on the road at Lipscomb against a tough team where Lenny does a hell of a job over there.
Yeah, really proud of them. It was really a statement victory, battling through the adversity of being down, but more importantly, just like they're really good and they don't beat themselves. So late in that game, we executed 9 of 11 times down the stretch. So 9 of our last 11 shots we made, and a lot of them were clean looks. So I was really proud of our guys and their execution.
If you, DB, man, seeing your guys attack that glass, man, I know you don't rebound in the country, DB. Rebound is very important to you, man. So, man, talk about your guys, especially that game at Lipscomb when I was there, man. Seeing your guys attack to get those rebounds, convince those possessions with the boss, you can't get down the court, make that comeback so you're not letting Lipscomb get successful opportunities, make their those threes, they let them shoot off the offense.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a group effort. You know, G emphasized this thing called championship rebounding in practice, and our guys, our whole staff, everybody fully bought into it, and it's every possession thing. You know, and it's really just good to see our guys go out there and battle on the road in a tough environment and pull out the win. And like I said, of course, we've been dominating the glass is also a great thing.
No doubt, man. And you know what, DB, I'm going to ask you this, man, and Eugene does too, man. Like, rebounding is so important because if you don't have the ball, you can't score the ball, right? They keep on getting rebounds. You got to get a rebound. You're going to have to get another option to score. And also, if you get the rebound and score in your offense, you can come back on defense well, set defense. Not have to worry about them getting out of transition, getting easy baskets, and wide open threes.
Yeah, I really believe this, that, you know, obviously dunks are a huge energy booster to a team, and so are our threes, but – I think one of the most deflating things to a team is giving up, like playing great defense giving up an offensive rebounding and watch them stick back in. I think it's one of the hugest momentum plays in a game, and our team's really bought in. Our offensive rebound rate's up, but probably even better, our defensive rebounding since about December 3rd, you can see we clear space and we actually get one or two box out fouls a game, which I applaud because, hey, that means guys are really going and they're hitting guys and carving space out.
No doubt. Also, on that same trip, G and DB, when you was the Austin P, you was up big for a while. They made a run at you late, and they had that resolve and held on to at least the opposite situation than the Lipscomb. But the game made a run at you, and you set the run, and you held on, went on the road in a tough place. Probably a weird day with it being snow up there in Clarksville with the fans. So, talk about that coming out of that win as well.
Well, you want to talk about the rebound on that one?
Yeah, I mean, so well, I think we were plus 30 on the glass versus Austin Peay. You know, probably since my 3 years here at Queens, I would say that game and then Florida Gulf Coast in the A-Sun tournament, we held them to zero offensive rebounds, have been like our two most complete dominating performers on the boards. So, like, to go do that on the road, it just showed we have a group of tough guys that, you know, that mentally tough and they do anything to take the win.
No doubt. And then you go down to Stetson, to DeLand, Florida, man, and play those guys who you've had some battles with in the past, G and DB, as you would know. Get the win down there at Stetson, who was ACL champions last year. So how cool is it to keep that road momentum going down there and beating those guys and having your guys perform well down there, man?
That was really our first time since we've been Division One. This is year three that we've put a complete performance on the road where we kind of led wire to wire and end up winning by 35. And I thought our guards, and again, rebounding fueled it. You watch the first half, and Stetson got no second chance opportunities. I mean, it was evident that our guys were pursuing the ball and rebounding and but boxing out. And so watching us do that and then get out in transition. It was an awesome game to watch, and I thought it was, as a team, it really brought our team together knowing that they could do that for a full 40 minutes.
And G and DB for both of you, man, as you are in year 3 is this D1 transition, seeing your guys get the wins now, seeing the fruits of your labor come to bear now, that you're 12-7 right now, 5-1 A-Sun, right there in the thick of it right now. Talk about just seeing the pride of seeing the transition, seeing what your guys are doing as you all keep growing this program, man.
Yeah, and I think DB can say this too. Like we always believe we're a championship level program, and we're going through the transition, and maybe we just didn't have enough depth or positional size as the wear and tear of conference season is. But now it is. Austin Peay, they went small on us because they wanted our shot blocker out of the game, and then we were able to go small but be bigger than them because of our positional size, and then beat them on the glass by 30. And then Stetson went giant on us with multiple 7-footers in the game at the same time, and we were able to pressure them, keep them away from the basket, and still dominate the glass. So this team's figured out a lot of ways to do it. I'm proud of them. We got a lot of guys playing well together right now, and so just really excited as we progress through the season.
No doubt. And even watching you guys practice, you all do things with a purpose. It's not just to do it, it's with a purpose. Now, talk about that, DB and G, when you make a practice plan, having a purpose of what you're trying to do in practice to make your team better and prepared for that game on Thursday and Saturday.
I'll let DB handle that one.
Okay. So, for example, like the championship rebounding that we evolved with, scouting teams, the guys guard the actual action that team will run in the game. And then they have to have a championship rebounding effort on the glass. So they might get a stop. And we feel like, it's not a championship level rebound. Go again, and then our guys will be the ones that say, "Hey, no, run it again. We need another possession at it." And I think it's just been translating over to the game. So they've seen the action before, they know how to stop it, and they know how to finish the play.
And G, one thing I've noticed this year, man, you have depth this year, man. You can go 9, 10, 11 deep, man, if you have to. And talk about having that depth and having your bench come in with that impact, and then you don't have a drop off.
It's a huge deal. I mean, we're number one in the A-Sun on bench points, and when you're getting 30 plus points off your bench, you know that, like, hey, say someone gets in foul trouble or is not having a great shooting night, you know that the guys behind them are capable of scoring and doing well. I think two of our top four usage players are coming off the bench, and you'll have Berman, a freshman, and Naz Mann. And so as they get more experience, I think they're going to get more usage too. And I've been proud of their development, but also their mindset of being able to come off the bench, not be frustrated, watch the game in front of them, and come in and have an immediate impact. It's been a huge deal for us. And then probably our most talented player is a freshman, Mban, is 6'9 with a 7'5 wingspan. Looks like a spider out there. And but he really is getting better and better, and you can watch his progress throughout the year. And I think he's gonna have a bigger impact here these last 12 games in conference.
And G, you missed something good there, man. I got this for you on my list here. You got young guys contributing to the roster with key veterans in the right spots as well. So you got to kind of that right mix there as well. So when these veterans go, they can show these young guys the way. You can still keep this train going the way you have it going right now.
Yeah, and I think part of that's why we struggled a little bit early, because those young guys just were learning, and they're good, but they weren't locked in or focused for the every minute they're on the floor. You'd see possessions where they made mental mistakes, and you're watching as the season progresses, those mistakes become way fewer and way less often. But that's because the veterans that you talk about in practice hold them accountable, and they get better and better.
And you know what, G, and DB, this is college basketball, man, is pretty much you have a one-year team more than ever. It's a one-year team. So talk about getting the guys to buy into each other in the summertime, in the fall practice when school started back, into now just seeing the growth of them as a unit, as a collective group, becoming closer and closer, 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 closer. As you get this tight things coming up in February and March, adversity strikes, they'll be still together with each other as brothers.
DB, you got that one.
Yeah, so I mean, I'll attribute a lot of that to, just how we operate and do things here. So G always says, like, our motto of our school, not to be served, but to serve. So, like, our staff, for example, our job is to serve our players. We're a player-first program. So, guys here in our office are locked in, to their success. So they get tied together, and it's just been rolling for the summer. We got a great group of guys. I think it starts with camp, them getting to know each other in practice. And then, like I said, they've been showing on the court and the win-loss column.
And I do believe this. Like, although you talk about having a 1 year, 1 year roster, but you can still build a lifelong culture and have a program that cares about long term. And so, yes, rosters are more year to year now, and you're going to have more 1 year guys on occasion. But if your foundation is set with guys who care about each other, the program long term. I still think you can build that type of culture and community, and to what DB's talking about, to where you could see it grow throughout the year.
No doubt, 100%. And being around you guys, I can tell, man, your guys love each other. The staff is on one accord. None of that stuff you see some staff where you can tell attention there. All I felt was love amongst you all the 2 days I was around you all, man.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, you gotta enjoy being. We spend a lot of time
Yeah,
together,
definitely does.
traveling, but then also time with families, holidays, all that kind of stuff. And if you guys don't enjoy being around each other, it makes it really difficult. And this group, the staff really enjoys being around each other, but we love being around the players too. They're a fun group to coach, and that starts with the leaders, Bryce Cash and Leo and Malcolm. Man, those are awesome people, and I really enjoy being around them. But they've really done a great job with those younger players, making them feel a part of it.
And G, well, something about Chris and Leo, man, they're leading you in scoring after double figures, but y'all have balance up down the roster. Who are the guys who play who scoring points as well? So, talk about just being a read and react offense, not just dominating the ball with Chris and Leo, but everybody has the opportunity. If you make the right read and react the right way and make the right play, the defense tells you to do, everybody's going to eat.
Yeah, and that's really what it is. Every play, you take what the defense gives you. So if they're going to double team Leo, which some teams have decided to do, then Leo becomes more of a facilitator. And Chris, he's trying to get off 10, 12 threes a game, but some teams face to, like, switch up, deny, face guard him, and so Chris just keeps setting more screens and screens to get other guys open. And so for us, it's just about making the right play, the right read. And if guys really buy into that, we'll get a great shot every play. And so you can watch our games and see Naz Man at Stetson as our leading scorer. And you can see it. That's why we've had seven different guys lead us in scoring this year. And I wouldn't be shocked if by the end of the year if it's eight or nine.
No doubt. And G, also, man, you played a very competitive non-conference schedule, going on the road with some tough places, man. And how do you feel that's helped your team now getting those lumps on non-conference and just paying some money games you have to play back at your level, but if benefiting the guys now by their play now in A-Sun play?
Yeah, I thought our biggest confidence booster this year was our loss at Ole Miss. We go into a nationally ranked team on the road, beautiful arena. They took care of us. They were first class. They honored one of our assistants before the game. But we hung tight with them, and it was a 7-point game, under 10 minutes to go. And they opened it up a little and ended up being 15. But our guys out-rebounded them, And I think that's the first time they're like, we can do this. And that's when we took off and we won 8 of 9 from there, or 9 of 10. I can't remember what it was, but it was a lot. And so for us, I thought that was a huge confidence booster. And so sometimes a loss can still bring you confidence. And playing a really good team like Ole Miss, but hanging with them, I thought made our guys believe they belong. DB, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, for example, McVan, I think, had 15 points, five threes that game. It was a big confidence boost for our guys. Like he said, on the road to an SEC team, a team they see on national television, they go up and face to face and hang with them. It was a big boost for our guys.
No doubt. And also, excuse you guys as well. You played some close games this year as well. And talk about having that callous, having that experience with the young guys to say, hey, we play close games. We do this, execute in these situations. We'll win these games and seeing them. Because you can practice, you can do the practice really, but not with the same pressure. But seeing it actually live and actually they come through on the right side of it as well. How big is that for your guys to see that, knowing that they can win close games now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Winthrop loss also helped us. It was a tight game. Winthrop out-rebounded us. I thought they won the 50-50 balls 7-3. And after the game, I know that we didn't execute and make every adjustment perfectly. But I told them, I said, championship teams win games like that on the glass with 50-50 balls. And I thought that's when our team kind of turned the corner and started to really believe in it and started to really pursue the ball. And then we went on the road to VMI and dominated them on the glass. And ever since then, I think our guys understand what we can win a game like at Austin Peay where we don't shoot well, if we do well in the glass. And I think that's where our team's got to get to. I think that's what championship teams do, especially on the road. You can win road games if you do the tough things. And there's going to be games where we blow it out of the water offensively. That's awesome. But to really win championships, it's going to be about those games where we have tough shooting nights and still figure out how to win. And it's defense, rebounding, and loose balls that does it.
And another thing, I know you I noticed you emphasize turnovers, limiting turnovers, especially the live ball ones. Talk about how your team's really been valving the ball more and more as the seasons went on here.
Still an area of growth, and we're getting better with it. Our turnover rate's still a little higher than we would like, but we have been getting better and better, and you start to see in conference play, we get to 12 or under, and we usually win a game. And so our guys are starting to value the ball more. They're starting to make less risky passes, can just make the right play. And, DB's down there in the guts of practice. And talk about, your discussion with our guys on that.
Yeah, we just, tell our guys, every possession is valuable. Early on in the game, sometimes we start off with little turnovers here and there. We go, listen, it don't matter, score is 0-0. We're up 15, down 15. Every possession is valuable. And I think our guys, really, you're watching a lot of film with the staff here, trying to figure out where they can limit their turnovers, risky plays, and just how to continue to get better.
And DB, for you, man, you're a Queens grad, man. Queens alum, man. How cool is it for you to be a part of Queens is on the rise with this D1 transition, being here with G, man, and just to be able to know that you put an imprint on places that you played at. That you put your imprint in it in more ways than one, brother.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. As an alum, all the alums here, especially basketball, they have a big pride and they feel invested in our program. So we were recruiting the other day, me and G, and also Bulldog. We went to dinner with one of the best players that play here, Sean Willett. He just decided, he was saying, he mentioned the comment, like, man, the D1 now, like, it doesn't matter if it's D2, D1, everybody, feels proud for what's going on. And like, sometimes I catch myself on the bench, like, wow, man, like, Queens just beat Liscombe on the road. It's a big deal. But it's also a bigger deal to me. I know it used to be Queens beat Mars Hill, So it's just, we're more on the national stage, and everybody gets to see, the hard work that a lot of people have been putting in over the years here to build this program.
Shout out to Sean Willett, who we had lunch or dinner with.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A,
Chick-fil-A.
that's all he ever wants to eat. But he did just get a contract in Lebanon. So literally the day after we met, he was so excited. He got a contract in Lebanon. He flew out and he hit me up, and I'm just excited for Sean and his next chapter. I think it's his 6-year pro.
No doubt. And G, man, another one I ask you and DB about the emphasis on player development, helping guys grow their games to be able to play overseas and get guys contracts after playing at Queens. So how important it is for you to help those young men after they get through playing for you?
Honestly, that's what it's all about. I mean, obviously, coaches have to win games to keep their job. It's just kind of the nature of how it works. But the true, like, the reason why we do this is to help kids accomplish their dreams. And some of that is being a pro. And so if you don't have that development in mind long term, then it won't go well. But our guys do really well overseas because of how we play. One, making the right decision, being able to think while they play, but also how they are off the court, being consistent, being professional, being on time, communicating well, being able to handle your own business. When you go play pro, a lot of guys, like, they struggle with that first year or two because they can't do those things. I think our guys are really prepped and prepared for that. They understand the value of handling the first contract or two with class, not trying to jump contracts, not trying to be a problem with the GM or the coach. And so our guys typically have long careers, and when pro teams come knocking, they know Queens guys are going to be really professional and do well as a person with their organization.
And you know what, G? Nothing you and DB, y'all do very well. Y'all run things very similar to the NBA. And you're setting up guys for that success down the road. Think about how important it is to have those kind of analytics you have that the NBA uses, giving them sets the NBA uses. You having them NBA practice schedules as well. Because I saw what y'all did, some of what we do. So talk about just trying to get those guys that vision of the next level while they're with you at Queens.
Be honest, like if you're going to ask players to get better every day, then you better get better every day as a coach, and you better study the game, and you better be willing to grow. And so we challenge us as a staff to continue to study and figure out what the trends are. And basketball in the NBA is always in the highest levels of FIBA are very forward, and we need to take what they're doing well and try and translate it to the college game. And so I think our staff does a really good job of learning and being lifelong learners. And I think our players know that we're trying to do that as well, and that's why they embrace what we're trying to teach them.
No doubt. Well, G and DB, it's good to see you all again as always. I'll be cheering for you as always. So best luck to you on Thursday and Saturday, you know, against those Florida teams, man. I hope we're talking again in March after you win that ASUN title, brother.
One game at a time. We got North Florida next. We never beat the Ospreys. So we got to figure out how to take the birds of Trey down.
I hear that, brother. You know, I already know how it is, brother. With G and DB, thank you as always, my guys. I'll see you soon, man.
So appreciate you,
Later,
man.
JR.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.